If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.
I have a quick question on our guidance system. Feelings, as I understand it, are indicators of our degree of alignment or misalignment with Source.
Perfectly stated.
What happens with people where it seems to be out of whack? I'm thinking of individuals, for instance, who have bipolar disease, where apparently they are feeling wonderful on top of the world one moment, and a little later they are in deep depression, and then they're back again, and so on and so forth.
What you are describing is someone who has, through life, parlayed a very big expanse between some thoughts they think and other thoughts they think. In other words, when you know what you don't want, when you sort of know what you don't... If someone called you on the telephone and said, "Hello, you don't know me. I'm just calling to tell you I will never call you again." It would not be much of a problem to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when something that you really want feels out of reach, then there's a stronger asking that happens. So these are people who have been exploring life, but who have, for the most part, been holding themselves apart from their own expansion. So they've really expanded, but they don't usually let themselves go. But it's also an indicator of someone who is a pretty good focuser, who can focus on something. Do you know people who, when they focus, they just give it their undivided attention? Jerry and Esther were watching a woman in a restaurant who had children who were little maniacs. And Jerry and Esther were really enjoying the little maniacs, but their mother didn't even know they were being little maniacs. She tuned them out in a remarkable way. So have you known people who can focus so intently that they aren't bothered by other things that are going on? So these are people like this who, when they focus on what they don't want, they really, really focus on what they don't want until they crash and burn in a very strong way. And when they focus on what they do want, they focus in a really strong way. So there is a sort of yo-yo experience where they really allow alignment and then they really don't allow alignment. And it's not unusual. Everyone, we would like to proclaim this of all of you. You are all, 100% of you, bipolar in this sense. When you are in alignment with who you are, you feel good, and when you're not in alignment with who you are, you feel bad. It's just the amount of time you allow yourself to not be in alignment that equals the drasticness of the events that you experience.
And there are other people like, I understand, I've never met one so far as I know, but psychopaths who apparently are not able to feel at all, no matter how much out of alignment they are.
Well, now think about it. We'll talk about this briefly, but if you're in absolute despair, you don't have access commonly to joyful thoughts. Because if you've been beating the drum of despair, let's say you were badly abused. Let's say that you had the joyous life sort of beaten out of you at an early life. And so despair was something that you chronically knew. You were afraid and you felt no freedom and you were not appreciated. You were treated with disdain. And so enough of that going on, you're going to begin to practice thoughts that are really far, far, far from the thoughts that your inner being has about you, until eventually you could sort of lose your connection with who you are. Now, an inner being of a person like that is still in the vortex, but your inner being doesn't leave the vortex to go rescue you. Your inner being stays in this vibrational place of alignment all the time, offering a signal, always offering a signal. Well, do you know that if you're standing in hope and your inner being offers its signal of knowledge, that hope just feels delicious as it calls you into the vortex. But if you're over there in despair, that vibration of love, that vibration of appreciation is calling you, but you can't jump suddenly. It's too big of a vibrational gap. It will call you right into revenge or right into anger. And so what happens with a lot of those people, in other words, wouldn't you rather be angry than be afraid? Everyone would. Fear feels awful. Anger is awful too, but it feels a lot better than fear. So what happens, sometimes the circumstances of a person's life only allow them that much leeway. They go from feeling powerless to revenge, powerless to revenge, powerless to revenge. And your society doesn't help them move up the emotional scale because your society condemns their revenge rather than praising it. In other words, somebody who understood the emotional scale, somebody that understood that that person deserves to feel better and does feel better in his rage, could call him into rage and then could call him into less rage and then could call him into anger and then could call him into overwhelmment and eventually could call him into hopefulness and right into the vortex, you see. So anyone that you see, it's all relative. And there are people that worry about our message because they say, Abraham, you tell everyone they should do what feels good, and mass murderers like murdering. They think it feels good to them. And we say, they feel better in their power than they do in their powerlessness, but they are a far cry from the vortex.
Thank you very
much. Yes, indeed.
If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.